Ghana is slated to host the 8th Pan-African Congress in Accra next month. The event is to mobilize efforts towards Africa's renewal with emphasis on total social, cultural and economic liberation. Announcing the program, a Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kwesi Kwarty, underscored the need for all to work towards a united Africa. Joyce Dechi and Richlove Dodome have filed this report.
The 8th Pan-African Conference takes place from the 26th to the 29th of next month. As a contribution to the fulfillment of the Pan-African movement, Ghana is liaising with the AU and the government of Uganda, the current host of the Pan-African Movement Secretariat, to smoothen transition arrangements. A Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Kwesi Kwarty, who disclosed this to newsmen, said Ghana's foreign policy is in line with the Pan-Africanist movement and there is a need to push for unity among member states. He said African unity and integration have evolved over decades, but the modest achievements have not been translated into a people-centered Pan-Africanism in the sense of shared freedoms and prosperity. The chair of the movement, the Minister of Justice of Uganda, Major General Kahindi Utaferi, regretted that the ideas of the forebears in the names of Presidents Nkrumah, Yoweri Museveni and Julius Nyerere have not been held on. He also stressed the need for unity. In a statement by the African Diasporan Coalition of Ghana, Rabbi Cohen Halvey expressed the need for Africans to add values to themselves.
Adding value to the African continent, we must first begin with ourselves as Africans. And we can only do that by initiating that process as African people. We must not wait for anyone outside of Africa to add value to ourselves. We must appreciate the virtues that we carry, the legacy that we represent, add value to that, and then we can begin to add value to our continent. No matter where we are outside of Africa, no matter where we are inside of Africa, until Africa has her dignity restored, no African, no matter what his individual achievements, will mean anything without Africa being and respected herself.
A member of the local organizing committee of the 8th Pan-African Conference, Chichiro Opoku, said though some international conferences have been called off due to the Ebola scare, the Pan-Africanism Conference will come on as scheduled.
The report was filed by Joyce Dechi and Richlove Dodome.